thank you all for coming. We're here today to launch Essex Savers Brentwood branch in Barclays, but also the initiative where we're looking as Essex Savers to go into Barclays branches across Essex to fulfil the vision of being in every community and to enable everyone to have a bank account, whether it's Barclays with all the bells and whistles or whether it's something simple with us. So that's what it's all about, and we've asked Eric to kindly come along and sort of put his hand on it and say we're off and away, not just for Brentwood but for the initiative across Essex.
Well, she asked me to put the hand on it. There we are. There is a hand. Hey, listen, this is a really great thing. The truth is, you can't possibly survive now without a bank account. It's not possible anymore. Actually, that's not true. You can, but you will pay through the nose for just about everything. A bank account is the opening of your ability to be able to get a fair deal in society, to be able to get... if it's even only sort of paying on standard orders for electricity and all those kind of things that go with it. And the credit unions, I've been a massive fan ever since I first got involved in politics years and years ago. And I've seen credit unions transform estates throughout the United Kingdom and in my own town back in Bradford years ago, and the idea that they're linking up with a major high street branch is, I have to say, inspirational. Because one thing we have to say about Barclays, you've got to bear in mind that I've got married to a Barclays employee, so I'm a bit biased, but the thing about Barclays is this, is unlike other banks, it has not withdrawn from the high street. There are still relatively small communities that have a Barclays bank. So joining up with them, I think, is terrific. And I hope this will say to other banks, not just in this high street, but throughout the country, we want to get part of that. We want to get ourselves involved in all this.
Yes. Well, we hope we've set up a model.
I think we have.
Yes.
I think it is. I mean, I genuinely think this is a something that will break the mould. I genuinely believe this is the next logical step in terms of credit unions. And I think this, in the end, you'll probably end up running us all.
The thing is, with credit unions, we're not allowed to do that. You see, we can't go national. But as a local enterprise, hugely regulated and also almost regulated out of existence at the moment by the Bank of England.
We do
need the support of the local authorities,
and
in Essex we're not getting it, and that's what we need. We need that the local authorities in Essex, who we're saving tens of thousands for and even millions overall in Essex every year, we need them to support us financially so that we can meet our capital requirements, and that is critical, because otherwise the Bank of England will say goodbye, and 10 years and £500,000 will go down the Swanee.
Well, Essex got itself involved in banking a little while ago, but this is a great thing to do.
Yes.
Besides MP, I am Secretary of State for Community and Local Government.
Indeed.
And I say this is the front line.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we are on the front line. Yes, and it is very much about communities. If I can now introduce Jodie, who is our first business loan. She's just set up her own the Green Grocers with support. So just say a little bit about what you've done, Jodie.
I've opened a Green Grocers in Chelmsford, which is in Rittle Road. It's actually within Rittle Road Nursery. And it's a very small greengrocers. We do free deliveries within Chelmsford area, but the idea is to get away from the pre-packed food and that people can come in and buy as little or as much as they like. So it's for everybody. But I did have some money to start this, but I didn't have enough. And that's where Essex Savers came in and at the last minute and helped me out so that I've been able to go with this. The business is actually, I've only been open a month and it is growing, so I'm hoping they're going to continue to help me so that it can grow more.
Yes, yes. And very much in line with the seven a day. Where are you going to get your seven a day?
Yes, definitely.
Where are you going to get your seven a day? And very much about supporting community businesses. because as we're not all credit unions, but we as a credit union do have corporate members. We've got a local authority, we've got a housing association, we've got lots of churches, we've got businesses across the area, and right down to the WI and the Scout Group. So, you know, it's everything from ICI down, except I don't think we'll be lending ICI any money. I think they can sort themselves out. Thanks, Jodie. Bishop, would you like to say a few words as the initiative came out of the diocese and churches together in Essex?
Thank you, Alison. Yes, could I just say very briefly, it's very, very good to be here. I remember some years ago, in any village, in any place across England, there was usually a pub, a post office and a church. Everyone thought the church would be the first to go. But actually, if you go to most villages nowadays, there's no post office. The pubs have all become Indian restaurants, which is no bad thing, actually. I like a curry. But the church is still there. And one of the things we're there for is to serve the community. We can't take much of the credit for Essex Savers, but it has been something the Church of England in Essex and East London has supported, as have churches together in Essex and East London. And so it's really, really great to be here today, because I think what's held credit unions back has been access. And what this is, access on the high street in an ordinary bank, makes it a lot easier for people to be part of it. It makes it a lot easier to spread the word, and it kind of normalises credit unions as something that we need in and for every community. So because the church has had a small part to play in this, and because the church does bang the drum for this, I am proud to be here. I want to pay tribute to Alison for her real hard work and tenacity in supporting this through thick and thin, and your staff. And I also want to thank Eric Pickles for making time to be here. That's a sign, a very clear sign of government's real support for and interest in the poor and the ways that we can serve the poor through a credit union. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for inviting me.
I think, you know, the visibility is a huge issue, and people come to Barclays for financial services, and here we are, part of financial services, filling a gap, and in a financial, a banking hall, with certainly Justin Welby as Archbishop, when he talked about credit unions, at least put us on the map. I think across the certainly in the south and the east, people didn't really know what they were a little bit suspect. So together with what he's been saying, and the fact we're in a main high street bank, really says that we are a legitimate organisation, and we can help really everyone. We can't really turn people away if they live or work in Essex, businesses or people, then they can join us. Thank you.
Well done.